The exhibit itself is not religious or political in nature, but organizers say it shines a light on a part of the world that usually gets negative press. Ludo Varhaeyan developed the project for a permanent exhibit in Dubai, but the response has been so positive it's making its way around the globe.
We're missing something in our history books. And what we all believed in, what I was, for instance, growing up to later believe in, into our history books, that many of the stories have to be rewritten.
During this time, he says, between the 8th and 18th centuries, Muslim scholars made significant advances in areas such as medicine, astronomy, and mathematics. They even invented the first pinhole camera. Community advocate Jihad Alawiwi is excited about the exhibit and feels it is something for Muslims and Muslim and non-Muslims alike.
We know that it's creating a buzz and an interest that goes beyond the Muslim communities, beyond the neighborhoods within the vicinities of the Science Center. I think everyone in the city of Toronto has something to celebrate and something to enjoy about this exhibit.
The event is the first of its kind in Canada and hopes to continue on across the globe, educating people to some of humanity's greatest accomplishments. Sultans of Science runs until the middle of May. This is Luke Champion, Observer Radio, Toronto.